This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The macroeconomic news of this Tuesday, and actually of tomorrow, Wednesday as well, centers on the proceedings of the Federal Open Market Committee. Janet Yellen and the gang are meeting today and tomorrow, and it is perhaps the worst-kept secret in the global economy that the Fed is going to announce the end of its big bond-buying program, quantitative easing, which has been going on low these past 6 years. A word of caution, though, as the rest of the business media catches up to us. Don't believe those headlines saying the Fed has ended its stimulus. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains now from New York.
Quantitative easing. It's fun and accessible, and all the cool kids are talking about it, right?
Believe it or not, I tend to try not to talk about quantitative easing at cocktail parties, but just the real brief explanation is that it's a way for the Fed to increase the money supply by buying bonds.
Ann Owen is an economics professor at Hamilton College. She says ending QE may sound dramatic, but it's actually a relatively modest move because the Fed now has a nice, fat balance sheet worth over $4 trillion.
That's money that's in the banking system and hopefully will find its way into the economy.
Michelle Girard is the chief U.S. economist with RBS.
As long as those reserves aren't taken back out through asset sales or other methods of shrinking the balance sheet, then the reserves that have already been created are still able to boost economic growth.
Think of the Fed as a jogger who's not slowing down or speeding up, but keeping the same pace. And there's a long road ahead. The economy is clearly in a better place than it was when QE started, but Morris Davis, a former economist at the Federal Reserve Board, is skeptical about how much of that is due to QE.
We can debate its effectiveness, and we should debate its effectiveness, but going forward, we're going to see a lot more of this, actually, by central banks all around the world. And I think we'll point back to this episode as having led the path.
After QE, the Fed still has its more traditional tool, interest rates. Davis says it'll probably be a while before the Fed feels comfortable enough to start raising them in any meaningful way. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.